This goes to Dr. Abigail, A-B-I-G-A-I-L, Wenzlick. It's W-E-N like November, Z like Zebra, L-I-C-K. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-I-E, middle initial J like Jewel, Geist, G-E-I-S-T. Date of birth 9/10/1952. Dear Dr. Wenzlick, this is a consultation for Mr. Geist, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels for over a year and microalbuminuria. He is a 69-year-old male patient. Who had recent diagnosis of three aneurysms, iliac and abdominal aortic aneurysm. Those were diagnosed in June of 2021. And then he did have open abdominal removal and repair of three aneurysms, abdominal aortic aneurysm and iliac artery, assumed to be bilateral iliac artery repair of aneurysm. He's not sure if he had kidney problems prior to surgery, although labs do reveal in March of 2021 that creatinine level was not normal then. It was 1.45 with estimated GFR of 48. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease currently. Urine is clear. He seems to make enough urine. No incontinence. Nocturia maybe once or twice a night. He doesn't sleep well due to chronic pain in his neck and back. Also, his hands are numb. They're especially worse when he sleeps. Right shoulder hurts, left shoulder hurts, etc. He also had a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan. That was done 5/11 of 2022. Right kidney's normal size, 12.1 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, no cysts, stones, or masses. Left kidney was small at 8.2 centimeters without cysts, stones, masses, or hydronephrosis. And bladder appeared unremarkable. He also had fatty liver disease, according to the ultrasound. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no recent dizziness, although he has had a history of dizziness and falls, and he reports that his cardiologist has stopped one of his blood pressure meds, and that seemed to improve the dizziness. He does have chronically cold and red feet. He's not sure if he's had testing to check the circulation in the lower extremities. They're also numb, both feet, and he's having numbness of his hands, and the left is much worse than the right. Taking a blood pressure actually brings on the left arm numbness and hand numbness. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has diarrhea occasionally, but only once or twice per month. And urine is clear, as previously stated. No current edema. No sores on the lower extremities, no rashes. Past medical history, long history of hypertension and heart murmur. He does see Dr. Mander, a spectrum cardiologist. He sees him in Greenville routinely, and he's due to see him within the next week or two. He has type 2 diabetes on insulin, diabetic nephropathy with decreased sensation from toes up to his knees bilaterally, hyperlipidemia, anemia, a history of pancreatitis, none current. He's had recent dizziness and falls, obstructive sleep apnea. He had bilateral iliac artery aneurysms and an abdominal aortic aneurysm, also repaired last year. Obstructive sleep apnea, essential tremor, osteoarthritis, chronic neck and low back pain, also severe pain in his right shoulder. Past surgical history, he had the abdominal aortic aneurysm and two other aneurysms repaired and removed August 27th of 2021. He's had three back surgeries, including a spinal fusion in the low back. He's had colonoscopies and EGDs. Inguinal hernia repair was done in 2008. Social history, the patient is divorced. He lives alone. He's a former smoker. He quit smoking in 2015. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He does use medical marijuana at bedtime for sleep. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cerebrovascular accident, myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, and carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to morphine. Medications, he's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. He takes calcium carbonate, Tums, 500 milligram as needed for heartburn, not always every day. Cymbalta is 20 milligram daily. Phenylfibric acid, 45 milligram once daily. Gabapentin, it was 600 milligram three times a day. That's been decreased to 300 milligram three times a day. Humalog regular insulin is 16 units after meals. Lantus insulin is 55 units once daily at bedtime. Metamucil, as one daily as needed. Metformin, that's been decreased from 1,000 milligram twice a day to 500 milligram twice a day. Multivitamin daily, omeprazole, 20 milligram twice a day, and that's been resumed. That was discontinued for a while, and now it's resumed. Primidone is 50 milligram, two tablets at bedtime. The depotestosterone is 200 milligram per ml. I'm not sure how often he is receiving that. Tramadol, 50 milligram, two tablets every 6 hours as needed for pain. Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. And medical marijuana, he uses that daily before bed. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight is 186 pounds. Blood pressure on the left arm is 104 over 60. However, on the right, initially 150 over 80. Recheck was 140 over 70. Pulse is 83. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Ears, tympanic membranes, and canals are clear. Pharynx, erythematous with clear drainage. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with a faint systolic murmur noted. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. Both feet are very cool and dark red. Very slow capillary refill, about 3 seconds. Pedal pulses are 1 to 2+ bilaterally. And he has decreased sensation from toes up to knees, to sharp touch. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 10th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.67 with estimated GFR of 41. April 27th, 2022, creatinine 1.59, GFR 43. February 17th, 2022, creatinine is 1.6. 8/20 of 2021, creatinine 1.35 with GFR 53. March 4th, 2021, creatinine is 1.45 with GFR 48. His May 10th, 2022, electrolytes are normal. His calcium level is 9.3. Albumin is 3.9. February 17th of 2022, his microalbumin to creatinine ratio slightly elevated at 35. About a year ago, it was 46. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with a small left kidney. Suspecting that the left kidney does not function adequately. Probably the right kidney is the main kidney that is functioning for this patient. He does have quite a discrepancy in blood pressure between the right and left arm, and we recommend only taking blood pressure on the right arm. We've asked the patient to tell people not to use his left arm because those blood pressures are not accurate. He may need to have some imaging done to check circulation in the left arm. That did have significant numbness when blood pressure was checked in the hand, whereas the right hand does not become numb when we check blood pressure. We're going to request the last echocardiogram result that he's had done. We want to also get copies of his discharge summary and surgical report for the aneurysm removal and repair in August of 2021, and that's been requested. We'll have him repeat lab studies now, then every 3 months. Actually, we're going to do them every 3 months, and he's going to do them again in August of 2022, and we will include a urinalysis at that time. And he's going to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. He'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.